Could you tell us a little bit more about the cost and the grade?
So as mentioned, we have a 7 million pound resource on a 43-101. There's about $10 million of exploration that's been spent on this property in the past. There's over 50 drill holes. We drilled 7 holes last year in the winter program under our supervision. 6 of those holes hit uranium. 4 of those holes were very exciting. They're on the east side of the property, extending the resource of 7 million pounds. They hit the highest grades and the widest intervals we've seen on the property, so we know we can continue to enhance this. Basically, today we sit around 7 million pounds. It's shallow. I don't have a mining cost for you today because we're not at the pre-feasibility study. And really, the plan over the next 24 months is to continuously drill and add exploration to this property and expand those current pounds in the ground. And we think we'd be a pretty significant acquisition target on the back of doing that.
All right, good day. We got today with us Greg Cameron from Uranium Terra Clean, CEO Director. How are you?
I'm well. How about yourself?
Good. So you are the CEO and Director of Terra Clean Energy Corp. And
Correct.
if you can just tell us a bit about yourself, your background, and kind of where you come from, and kind of how you got into the uranium industry.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Well, thanks for the opportunity today to tell the story and a little bit about where we're going. My name is Greg Cameron. As you said, I'm the CEO of Terra Clean Energy Corp. I took this role in January 2025 after leading a consortium of investors who restructured, recapitalized, and refinanced Terra Clean Energy, which is a Canadian and US listed small cap micro company. Prior to that, I'm 25 years in the capital markets, senior investment banker here in Canada at a number of shops, BMO, Canaccord Genuity, Macquarie. I left there over 10 years, 12 years ago now, when Macquarie purchased our firm. I worked at a hedge fund here in Canada that at the time was called Salita Capital, now Harrington Global. We're one of the larger resource investors in Canada, mining, oil, and gas. So I've seen everything. I've sat on boards, worked with companies on M&A, been a director of many opportunities, and this is the first one I've ever put my name on as CEO, and I'm quite excited about the opportunity in front of Terra, the assets they have today, where we can take those assets, and really the backdrop for uranium. I think it's quite an exciting time to look at investing some capital into the sector.
Yeah, if we can go to the uranium space in just a minute, if you can tell us a little bit about what you have in the Terra Clean Energy. I mean, you said you have several assets that are worth talking. You can talk about your flagship and what gets you excited about this.
Perfect. Well, Terra is a uranium exploration company. We have 12,000 hectares of land in the Athabasca Basin, Saskatchewan, Canada. And currently, we sit on a 7 million pound shallow at surface resource, which is very unique. I say this is the first microcap that I've seen in the Athabasca Basin in Saskatchewan that actually has pounds in the ground. And we think we have the team and the plan to really significantly enhance the value of where we're starting. This asset has been around for some time. It was formerly owned by Denison. Denison actually purchased the assets we sit on today in 2011 from a company called J&R Resources. They bought those assets at that time around $1.65 a pound in the ground. We sit on those same pounds today. And you know, spot, if you recall, in 2011, after Fukushima, was $35 and crashing. Today, spot's $76, and I believe going much higher. So we have significant value that we're starting with. And you know, Saskatchewan is a great place to do business here in Canada. It's the premier basin for uranium in the world. They produce around 20% of the world's supply of uranium. Great government support. Great First Nation support. It's a very accepted industry. There's hundreds and hundreds of companies up there. The premier companies would be Cameco. 20% of the world's production comes out of this basin. Cameco being the lead. Orano's here. Denison, NexGen, all kinds of big guys. Lots of infrastructure, lots of equipment, great government support, and the infrastructure is here. Like our asset sits 50 kilometers from a uranium mill, which is key in the whole,
Wow.
supply chain of developing your company. So great jurisdiction.
So in addition to the jurisdiction, you talked about you guys having a lot of support. You guys are really close proximity. If you can tell us about the infrastructure that's there and kind of what's the plan moving forward.
Well, for those investors that are interested, there's much more detail on all this on our website, which is tcec.energy.com, and you can find the investor deck and maps and everything. But we have 12,000 hectares of land. We're 50 kilometers from the Cameco uranium mill at Key Lake. There was a former mine there that produced over 200 million pounds of uranium at approximate 2% grade. That's 50 kilometers driving distance from our property. We have a power line that runs up to that mill that crosses the end of our property. There's lots of water. Two northern roads bound the property, so it's great infrastructure to work with and build on. And really, the key in having pounds and being able to develop those pounds and eventually mine them is that you have to send the ore to a mill that processes the hard rock uranium into yellowcake. And those mills are hard to come by. They're hard to permit. Having one 50 kilometers just makes it much more economic when we get to that point. So really, a key part of our story. One of the things I want to touch on, as I mentioned earlier, Denison formerly owned this asset. It's in Sky Harbor as well. We're starting with a resource of near 7 million pounds. It's shallow, it's at surface. We believe it'll be a very unique, it's a very unique opportunity and be very cheap to mine when we get there. And our goal over the next 24 months is to drill the asset continuously, adding pounds in the ground and upping the grade of what we currently started with. But having the ability to open pit mine this will significantly reduce the cost. And we think if we can add more pounds to where we are and up our grade, that will be a very unique asset for some of the larger guys to take a look at here in the basin.
Could you tell us a little bit more about the cost and the grade?
So as mentioned, we have a 7 million pound resource on a 43-101. There's about $10 million of exploration that's been spent on this property in the past. There's over 50 drill holes. We drilled 7 holes last year in the winter program under our supervision. 6 of those holes hit uranium. 4 of those holes were very exciting. They're on the east side of the property, extending the resource of 7 million pounds. They hit the highest grades and the widest intervals we've seen on the property, so we know we can continue to enhance this. Basically, today, we sit around 7 million pounds. It's shallow. I don't have a mining cost for you today because we're not at the pre-feasibility study. And really, the plan over the next 24 months is to continuously drill and add exploration to this property and expand those current pounds in the ground. And we think we'd be a pretty significant acquisition target on the back of doing that.
So if you can, you mentioned Denison a bit, and I don't know if they're still involved. If you can tell us about the share structure, how many shares fully diluted, and then also insiders, institutions, who are the major players right now?
Yeah, I can do that. So the market cap is small. As mentioned, when we first started, this was a restructuring of a former company that I took over and brought in a new management team, a new vice president of exploration, Trevor Perkins, who's 20 years in the basin, has discoveries under his name, worked at Cameco, UEX, real great guy, very knowledgeable. Currently, we sit with a fully diluted cap structure, sorry, basic cap structure of approximately 40 million shares, just a tad under 40 million shares. The market cap be about $4 million. We're really just starting. And there's 12 million warrants at 20 cents that are all owned by insiders and the guys who founded and restructured the company. Being myself, our management team, we'd own approximately 12% of the current shares. Other shareholders are Sky Harbor, Denison, which is a partner on the project. They're approximately 9.9%. And then a number of the small institutions here in Canada that invest in these micro stories probably make up another 20% of the capital structure.
So you guys got a friendly jurisdiction. I mean, you guys seem to check a lot of the boxes. You guys got a team that's experienced, knowledgeable. You've got a great share structure. I mean, What are we missing here? It seems like you guys are a bit
Yeah,
undervalued.
you're really not missing anything. As mentioned, this is a new story. We took over late last year. I took the CEO role in January of this year. We got to work right away, spent that money in the ground, enhanced the resource. We've definitely added pounds and grade to the current situation that we started with. We have a current resource that's worth more than the market cap today. It's trading at probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 to 40 cents a pound in the ground. As mentioned earlier, Dennis had paid $1.65 for that same resource 10, 12 years ago when spot was cheaper. So lots of upside. It's an expanding price environment for uranium. We believe spot will continue to go higher due to electrification, crypto mining, AI, all the thesis for this. We got all the infrastructure in place here. We got great government support, and it's a world-class known basin for uranium. And we think we have a real winner here, frankly.
So these guys are excited. I mean, seems like you guys got major players behind you. You've
Yes.
got, I mean, the uranium. I'm bullish on uranium. If you can tell us a bit about, a little bit more about where the market's going, the need behind that, and
Yeah.
if you can also tell us about the deep value for why you guys, why Terra Clean Energy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, the uranium story is a great one. I think it's one that you'll see a lot of interest in this fall. Uranium had a real significant move in the early 2000s, leading up to 2011 when they had the accident in Fukushima in Japan, and everybody turned pretty dark on uranium. A lot of people stopped the builds they had for reactors underway, and it was probably a good 10 years where uranium basically was an untouchable investment. That turned in about 2020-ish. Things started to get better. People realized that uranium is a safe and well-known power source. It's clean, it's scalable. It's really the only baseload power that can generate the type of stuff that we need for data centers, AI, crypto. The world's really changed in the last 3 or 4 years with this AI build-out and the data centers and just the insatiable demand for power, that uranium really is the only source that can cleanly provide that power on a stable baseload. And I believe spot today is $76. It was as high as 100 earlier this year. It had a little bit of a pullback. There was a little bit of a short on the overall pricing of uranium due to some ETFs that were unable to raise some money and whatever. That thesis has been unwound here in the last couple of months. One of the largest ETFs, the Sprott Investment Trust, raised $200 million. They go actively in the market and buy spot uranium. I think they have 170 million pounds in storage today. So you got those ETFs buying uranium. You have the U.S. power companies that are real main driver continuing to buy uranium. And I think this fall you're going to see uranium spot pushed through $100 again, just based on the supply demand that's out there. So that backdrop, we need a lot more uranium around the world. Kazakhstan, the other big producers, cut their production by 10% going into next year. Cameco publicly said last week or the week before that they will not fill that Kazakhstan supply unless the price is higher, that they're just not going to sell more pounds at $76 a pound. So everything is set up to go higher, and that will drive a lot of investment in the large companies, which you're already seeing, and that will trickle down into the juniors and the micro guys that are developing assets that probably are too small for Denison, NexGen, Cameco. But when they get to a certain size, and my belief is 20 to 25 million pounds, those are acquisition targets that they take over and just add into their production base. And with Cameco up the street and all the other guys around us, Rio Tinto, Orano, et cetera, in the basin, we believe that if we can continue to add pounds to our 7 million pound resource and continue to up our grade as we did last winter, and we'll get active again this fall drilling, that we could pose, possibly be a significant takeout target for those type of plays.
Greg, if you can tell us about, you've mentioned, I mean, we all know about Chernobyl. We all know about the bad reps. I mean, we all know the need, but if you can tell us about the upside and the risk, not only uranium, but with Terra Clean Energy specifically.
The upside.
The upside, the risk, or any, like, if you can kind of alleviate
Well,
or is that.
like all exploration companies building assets, probably the biggest risk is access to capital, because you continuously need to have capital to invest. I think with the shareholder base and the fact that we put $3.5 million in, 30% higher than where the share price is today, that we have the ability to continue to raise money and fund our operations. And frankly, the results the last winter speak for themselves and are financeable on their own. I think currently where Terra sits, I think the net asset value of the company is a lot more than the share price today. And really, it's my job this fall to get out and continue to tell the story and let people know about us, because people just don't know about us. And that's really, frankly, my job to get out and tell the story on the back of our results. And I think there's a significant amount of upside and very little downside for a company like ours, starting at $4 or $5 million market cap.
You said that capital is one of the main reasons for why juniors fail.
Yeah.
If you got a lot of financial background, if you can, I know that comes in handy, but if you can tell us about, that as well as the capital you do have, as well as what you plan to do with it in terms of next 12, 24 months as juniors.
Well, yeah, we have access to all the capital we need at this level, based on the fact that we have significant, shareholders that have interest in the properties and in the shares, along with the management. And this fall, we'll be drilling another 5 to 6 holes in following up on our winter drill program last March. I think we put the assays out in April. Those 5 or 6 holes will go into a new area of interest where we hit some of the highest grades and widest widths of intercepts of uranium. And we believe that we're going to have a very good program this fall. We'll follow that up with another winter program, probably starting February, March. So I would expect at least 5,000 meters to be drilled here between now and next summer. And we think that will, along with the 2,500 meters we drilled last winter, give us, significant amount of results to go and upgrade the resource base that we currently start with here.
Well, just for our listeners, Greg, I am not currently an investor, but connecting with you makes me feel this is a story worth following. If for listeners, for investors who are wanting more information, how do they get a hold of you? Can you tell us about your ticker, your website, and maybe a point of contact?
So we're listed on the Canadian, the CSE exchange here in Canada, as well as on the OTC in the US. The ticker symbol in Canada is TCEC. And in the US, it's TCEF. And we have a website, tcec.energy.com. All the information, all the presentations, drill results, assays, management bios, maps, everything is there. And as well as the contact details for myself and the other management of the team. And we're happy, to take calls, answer questions, attend presentations, whatever needs to be done.
Well, Greg, thank you so much for your time and sharing about you as well as your company. I am bullish on uranium and look forward to following your story and continuing to learn more about you guys.
Yeah, well, thanks for the opportunity. I look forward to coming back after the fall results and updating everyone. And thanks again for the opportunity.
Yeah, thanks, Greg.